Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you all with us. And we have a big show today. We're going to be talking with Mr. Chris Granrud from Rainy Days Guide Service up in Lake of the Woods and Rainy Lake, that area. He's going to be telling us all about what's going on this last fall and what's coming up for ice. Don, should be good.
That's a long ways away.
Yeah, but fall fishing is on fire. Really. We're going to talk a little bit about that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hello, Ava.
I'm here.
Yes. Wow. And accounted for? Is it you're supposed to
you know
say
what?
That too?
I think I have the best attendance record out of everybody.
Well, I would suspect
you. Because
the show
doesn't happen
without you.
Yeah, without
that's,
me.
That's a fact.
I guess that she's the middle cog in the wheel. Yeah, One of us will be gone on a trip.
Yeah.
She's the one that carries the water for us.
She kind of has to be here, doesn't she?
I don't know what you guys did when I was gone.
No. We don't want to go there.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah.
We'll leave that in the dark ages,
yes,
right?
Yep. Yes. It's a past. Leave the past in the past.
You're not allowed to leave us anymore.
But you learn from the past. I tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. And speaking of learning, Don, you know what I've learned?
That's pretty hard to say.
It could be just about anything because I'm
knew
not
every,
a smart
I
man.
I thought you knew everything.
Oh, so far the opposite. I did learn that fall fishing and cooler temperatures brings better bites. That much I do know.
You've known that for your whole life. What are you talking about?
I know, but it you kind of have doubts with the summer. That you know, it's been rather difficult in the river, and summer's bad. Just tough.
Well, the first question I'm going to have is how deep's the river? How low is it?
How low?
Yeah,
it's come up about 2.5 feet, so we're at about.
Are you above the wing dams?
4.0. Wing dams are just at the surface, at least the ones up at the dam. But the flow is decent. You can find a good current seam. The fish are moving up. The cold temperatures, that rain that we had a couple weeks ago, or about a week, just over a week ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
over a week ago. Those helped a lot. And clarity is good. So it's pretty solid.
So the fish are cooperating.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I thought that was different, I'm a plastics guy. I love ringworms. That's my gig. And we could pull some fish with Dubuque rigs. And if you're not familiar with the Dubuque rig, it's a heavy jig, let's say 5/8 ounce jig on the bottom. It goes up to about 15 inches of fluorocarbon or whatever, at least
to a three-way.
Fluorocarbon up to a three-way. And then off the three-way, a line that goes back. You can use an Aberdeen hook. I like to use a slow death hook because it actually puts a weird roll onto that. I use a chartreuse or a firecracker ringworm. And a firecracker is kind of a multicolor red, silver, blue kind of thing with a twister tail or a paddle tail. And pulling upstream, we could do quite well, no live bait. And you put on the bottom jig, you put another plastic body. But I'll be darned if I was vertical jigging and I wasn't catching at the same rate as I was. I did a one-on-one. I did a minnow on one side with a jig, thread the minnow up through, you know, in the mouth, out the gill, and turn it around and come back over the top so they don't peel the minnow off without really getting the hook.
Right.
And then plastic on the other, on the same color that was effective on the Dubuque rig. And surprisingly enough, this is rare, but in the vertical jigging situation, I was able to catch pretty much a lot more fish than I was with the plastic.
Interesting.
And all week, a lot of good guys, anglers that I know, had commented the same thing. And it didn't matter how big the minnow was. Last week we went out and I had, I'm telling you right now, I had crappie minnows because that's all we had left. And they were still crushing it, even though it was the tiniest minnow you could. I never believed I'd catch anything on that. I thought this is not going to work. And they would hit it, but they had to have that on there. Now, the other thing was they were not hitting it hard. They were not crushing it. So you have to have good touch. And the other thing that made a difference, we went with three other guys, and two of the one of the other guys that
so,
I was with.
So with the minnow, you were not using the Dubuque rig. You're just jigging a minnow.
Jigging a minnow.
Okay, gotcha.
And we just stuck to vertical jigging and drifting downriver. And one of the guys was using braid. The other two were using mono.
Sure.
The bites were that light where if you didn't have the braid, it made the difference literally twice as many fish.
On the braid?
That dramatic on the braid because you could feel them. They were just nudging it and not, and then you'd set the hook. And I mean, literally be on the outside of the lip, just on the lip itself or right at the chin because they were on it. And then they maybe trying to pin it, but they wouldn't pin it hard. And then you set the hook.
Oh, sure.
And
interesting.
You know, anything considered, you know, a bite is in that forward of the gill area. We did snag a lot of fish at that point because you were just swimming by it. But obviously, you let those go. That's an illegal catch. You can't keep anything that's foul hooked. But, you know, a lot of guys are running blade baits, and a lot of guys were anchored and doing Dubuque rigs or heavier jigs, and we were just not – they weren't producing at the same rate. So it was really one of those crazy fall bites. It's more different than – I mean – minnows have always worked, but normally I can do it with plastic and not have to worry about bringing live bait. But
well, I mean, this has got to be similar in all river systems this time of year because, I mean, the fish are running upstream. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you're out on off of Lake Michigan and you got the salmon and what have you.
It can make it, yeah. And one of the things I will say, though, is it's the same thing that happens a lot of fisheries that I've fished. You have... Prime example, Red Craw crankbait, number five jointed shad wrap. For years, it was absolutely the dominant crankbait. You would pull that and you would catch fish probably four plus years in a row. What do? You load up the tackle box. You've got three bins worth of that because you don't want to lose them and be out.
Right.
Then all of a sudden that goes away. Then it goes to, purple decent. Which is purple top, white belly with, I think it's a little orange underneath. Then that takes off, and the other one, because you run it side by side, and then time and time again, it gets outproduced. So transitions in fisheries do happen,
mm-hmm.
And it can transition back and forth, but interestingly enough, I think it's going to require maybe a little bit more playtime with finding the type of plastic that may be more effective. Black is good. Black with white tail, black or purple with green is always good, too.
Yeah, so check out the rivers.
Tell you what, we're going to be right back with Mr. Chris Granrud. We're going to talk a little bit about Rainy Lake, what's going on up north. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.